10 Things Every Parent Needs to Know. Written by Dr. Justin Coulson. Read by Dr. Justin Coulson and Wendy Boss.
Chapter 1. Parenting on the Same Page. A couple were in a busy shopping centre just after Christmas. The wife was talking with her husband, or so she thought. She looked around and noticed he was missing. How long had he been gone? She called his mobile phone and asked, "Where are you?" She gave him a stern reminder. "You know we have lots to do." He responded, "I know, sorry, I just had to do something. Do you recall the jewelers we went into about 10 years ago? You fell in love with that diamond necklace. I couldn't afford it and I said that one day I'd get it for you." The wife began to cry as she remembered the day. All choked up and full of expectation, she whispered into the phone, "Yes, I do remember that shop. Well, I'm in the bike shop next door." If we're fortunate enough to be in a relationship, chances are that we really, really love our partner. We want to have great relationships and a happy family. One of the biggest challenges in relationships is that we tend to see things and think about things very differently. What seems fair and reasonable to one parent or partner may seem harsh to another. What makes perfect sense to one parent is way too soft and permissive to the other. Parenting polarizes opinion even within a family. And what start out as small, manageable differences in opinion become gaping chasms as we defend our perspective. The number one parenting question. The most consistent question I hear about parenting actually has nothing to do with the children. Instead, it's about same page parenting. I get so many emails and Facebook messages where someone will explain that they love the parenting strategies I share, but their partners won't get on board. Usually, it will be mum who will explain that she wants to be warm and nurturing, and dad wants to teach the children with tough love. Some fathers ask for help in changing their partner's ways. A mum will explain she's tried to be nurturing, but her husband is easily angered and all too often aggressive towards the children. Dad is worried that mum adopts a my way or the highway approach to child rearing. It's my house, my rules. One mum said to me, "It's ridiculous that I share a bed with this guy. I've had children with him because it's what we wanted. But now we've got them, we don't agree on anything about how to raise them." The disagreements start early. Baby sleep is the one I've heard complained about more often than most. Mum: "The baby's crying again. Why won't she sleep?" Dad: "She's going to have to learn that we're not going to pick her up every time she screams. It's been going on for an hour now. We're going to have to let her cry it out. She'll go to sleep eventually. My sister said it only took 3 nights and bedtime was easy after that." Mum: "Your sister went through hell and it was weeks, and I don't want my baby to scream herself to sleep every night. I need to pick her up." Dad: "I hate it as much as you, but we've got to do something. I think we just need to let her cry. Neither of us wants this, but this is what I reckon. I'm going to go and sit in the car so I don't have to listen to it." Mum: "She's only a baby. I can't do this." Sometimes conflict erupts because of desperation for a solution. It may be exhaustion. Other times, one parent is sure they're right and the other is wrong. Once the children are older, the pages turn, but we're still on different pages. Dad: "They'll be fine. It's less dangerous than it looks." Mum: "That tree is so high. How are they going to get down?" Dad: "Don't worry about it. Didn't you ever climb trees when you were a kid? This is what a real childhood's all about." Mum: "Does it have to be 10 meters up in the air?" Or this one. Dad: "Kids, Mum and I cook healthy meals for you to eat. We don't cook this stuff for you to turn your noses up at it. So you're going to sit there and eat it, or you'll just have it for breakfast tomorrow." Mum: "It's okay, sweetheart. Just have a couple of bites and then I'll cook you some pasta and cheese." Dad: "We're not cooking extra meals every night. They need to eat what they're given. This is ridiculous. You know there are kids starving in Africa." The kids: "Send them this food then. We don't like it." Sometimes there's war over digital media and games. Dad says the games are fine, but Mum says they're too violent. Curfews, homework, chores, eating, sleeping, friends, screens. The list of things we can disagree on is long. The most common disagreement I hear about is this one.